Hey.
I'll be in trouble. Okay, call to order. Public comment. Charles. What? What happened at what? That'll be part of my report, so I'll get to that.
The other thing is, you know what that big sewage project was down there in Vermont?
I think they're replacing water lines.
Yeah, water lines, not sewage. I don't know why.
Sewerage is right down the center of the
Do you
road.
know anything,
Water
Julie?
lines go up, they're
Just
tangential.
that the water lines have been in there since,
Forever.
yeah, the guy was in knickers.
Any other public comments?
Come on, they've been
No?
great.
Okay. Approval of the warrants. Joe, you want to make a
Yeah, I
motion?
make a motion that we approve the warrants.
Okay.
Okay, Doris, it's up to
Sorry.
you now. Hazard mitigation plans.
Okay,
Oh.
you may recall last at the
Yeah.
last
Yeah.
meeting, I distributed the plan for Grandview that we had adopted 5 years ago. We've been in the plan with the county for the past.
Because she
They
froze.
did an update and they're requesting that we join again for the next 5 years. Basically, there were several things that we had not completed. There were a few that we did, several things that we had not completed over the past 5 years. And those are on the agenda for us to do in the coming term. If we do join, there is a set resolution that they have requested, which evidently the federal government requires. I did not change it at all, and I asked Julie to photocopy it for you. I sent it over this morning.
Okay, we have to pass this resolution.
Yes, if we want to stay in the plan, which I think we should, it will make us eligible for grants. There's drainage projects, there's various things that we can do in the park and on the mountain.
Yeah, it's for Jonathan.
You want to read?
Yeah, why not? Agenda item four. Whereas all jurisdictions within Rockland County have exposure to natural hazards that increase the risk of life, property, environment, the county, and the local economy, and whereas proactive mitigation of known hazards before disaster event can reduce or eliminate long-term risk of life and property, and whereas the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, Public Law 106-390, establish new requirements for pre and post-disaster hazard mitigation programs. And whereas a coalition of Rockland County municipalities with like planning objectives has been formed to pool resources and create consistent mitigation strategies within Rockland County. And whereas the coalition has completed a planning process that engages the public, assesses the risk and vulnerability to the impacts of natural hazards, develops a mitigation strategy consistent with a set of uniform goals and objectives, and creates a plan for implementing, evaluating, and revisiting this strategy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Grandview on Hudson adopts in its entirety the 2024 Rockland County Hazard Mitigation Plan update. The plan, as the jurisdiction's Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan, and resolves to execute the actions identified in the plan that pertain to this jurisdiction. Two, we'll use the adopted and approved portions of the plan to guide pre and post-disaster mitigation of the hazards identified. Three, we'll coordinate the strategies identified in the plan with other planning programs and mechanisms under its jurisdictional authority. Four, will continue to support of the planning partnership as described within the plan. Five, will help promote and support the mitigation successes of all participants in the plan. Six, will incorporate mitigation planning as an integral component of government and partner operations. Seven, will provide an update of the plan in conjunction with the county no less than every 5 years.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I would just add, Mayor, that the entire plan is on the internet for anyone, including all the pieces, for anyone who wants to see the entire thing.
On our village website?
It's on the county's website. There's a link. Julie has the link to the plan.
Okay. Now, I put item five on there because Tom Kleiner had lunch with Muriel Fox, your old buddy.
Yep.
Who I think is 97.
I was just going to say, she's still alive.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she was asking him to ask us what's going on.
Right. Well.
And then he texted me again about it today.
Oh, he did. Okay. Sorry, going on what? The Betty Friedan plaque.
We had a.
Well, the Betty Friedan plaque was damaged in Hurricane Sandy.
She lost her nose, right?
No, it isn't. It isn't a bad. It isn't as bad as that. It's more that the stand was just, you know.
Well, I built the stand. It was like.
No, but nothing. A piece of the bottom of the plaque was.
Okay, so the nose is okay.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, the point is, so we tried to get it repaired. The original artist was not available to do that. And so now, but that's not even the issue. The issue is where we're going to put it. And the question is whether we're going to put it here or whether we're going to put it at the old site. When we do the Belvedere or the, you know, as part of that.
True.
So that's really the question. I mean, we'll find a way to get it repaired.
I thought that it was a casting and it was difficult to repair that.
It is difficult. And no, it is.
That. Yeah.
It is.
I know.
That's why I was trying to get the original artist.
Mm.
But
you're saying it's just a piece. It's not the face.
No.
It's. Do we have a photo? Do we have a photograph of the damage?
It's right. You just go look at it. It's sitting at. It's sitting out on the patio.
Okay, so I'll tell Tom we're working on where it's going to be, and then as Tom is asking me whether there'll be an opportunity to have a reinstallation ceremony for the plaque. I can't see why not, right?
Sure. I mean, why not?
Bring Muriel is over.
I didn't realize she was still alive.
Is the artist still alive?
Probably. Wasn't it someone from Palisade?
Yeah, she moved.
Oh.
Christina Biaggi.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell Tom we're working on it.
But also tell him that, yeah, the idea of a reinstallation to reinforce the idea that we're the birthplace of feminism.
Yeah.
You know, our village. That's what we were declared, the birthplace of feminism in New York State. So.
I thought it was in America.
It was upstairs.
No, I think it was in New York State.
Well, I thought it was the whole country. And her book kind of launched the whole movement.
Maybe, but I mean, the proclamation was a state proclamation declaring us the birthplace of feminism in New York State. So.
Okay, Mayor's report. The good news, all I have, I guess, is good news, is that on December 4th, there was a meeting of the concerned parties with the New York Metropolitan Transit Council, something council, NYMTC, which is the group that was working on this feasibility plan for having a continuous path from the George Washington to the Tappan Zee Bridge. And we've been fighting with them since day one. The good news is they've eliminated Grandview and Piermont from the path.
They go underground.
They're going to go up to 9W. And then back, you know, from 9W, you can go right to the bridge. So, that seems to be settled. That's their final recommendation.
Well, that's
it'll be in the plan.
A victory.
That's one victory. On the other end, Rockland County, which wants to have kind of a pedestrian trail, it says, from the, roughly from, I guess, around Oak Tree Road all the way into Stony Point or something. If they had too much money from COVID, they had money left over. So anyway, as you all know from the last meeting, one day we found that surveyors were up there putting in surveying things and, you know, putting paint on the trail. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tracked down Ms. Navarro, who is the one who had come to see us about all this. And she's now been promoted. She's executive director for tourism or something. Oh, so she works right out of Ed Day's office. And she was incredibly apologetic about it. She said the contractors had no right to do that. They were supposed to just go up and take a look and not do anything. In fact, by that time, she offered to remove everything, but Jonathan had already, you know, I had told Jonathan, go ahead and just take all, throw all of the stakes out and cover up the paint lines. And she said, that's absolutely fine. She said, we're backburnering this. We'll be talking about it again in March. I reiterated to her that we're not interested and Piermont not interested. But she was nice about it. And so nothing to do for a few months on that one. But, you know, we'll fight that battle when it comes. And those are the two main things. I also, for the record, now that we're recording, I want to extend my thanks to everybody involved in this party. I'm sorry Jonathan's not here. I know you two are deeply involved. Or you three. And it was really great. We haven't seen a turnout like that since the old building. And even then, you have to go back years. When I first moved up here, we used to pack the place for the holiday party. But this was great to see. And thankful to all of you. I also went to the planning board meeting last week. Since this one issue is dragged on for what, 7 years, Julie? This one home. I'm not going to go into the pros and cons of this. I just wanted to say I was so impressed by the professionalism and patience of the planning board members. Mm-hmm. It's an extremely difficult situation. It's not only the homeowner, but the neighbors on either side were there. And it's very complex because one of the neighbors is a member of the planning board who had to recuse herself. But I was just very impressed with the way they managed this situation. It's just unfortunate, and it's something we have to talk more about because it's something Doris and I disagree on, but I don't think somebody who's living illegally in a home in a village should get away with it just because they're allegedly in the process when the process is dragged on for 7 years.
Agreed.
But we'll talk about that later. That's all I have, Joe.
Well, I have yet to engage Skip about the repair on the wall on the other side of the road because he and I have just not been able to connect. But what I was able to do is find out about the steel plate that's at the bottom of Bight Lane.
Oh, excellent.
So that is a classic government story. I contacted Skip to talk about having the drain repaired so that they could fill the sinkhole and remove the plate. And he told me that the construction of the drain is part of a DOT program from 9W. So they brought the pipe down and tied it into the DOT drains by the Tappan Zee Bridge. And it was their responsibility. So in speaking to them again today, because I haven't been able to get to the DOT person, but I did speak to Skip's associate, Ed. And he wants the steel plate back because it's the county steel plate. And when he approached the DOT to have this repaired, the DOT said it's not ours, it's Orangetown's. So Orangetown says we don't, it's not ours. So Rockland Highway provided a deed saying that this section of land was deeded to the DOT of New York State so they could put the drain in and tie it into the Tappan Zee Bridge. They're denying that.
Interesting.
So the bottom line is that the county wants its plate back. You know, I want the drain fixed. Because there is a possibility, and I'm going to now send an email out. Usually if you say something in the subject line, urgent, dangerous situation, okay, you get some action on it. You know, at least someone will call me back. There is a possibility that if we have heavy rains and heavy erosion from heavy snows or whatever, that that steel plate itself could be undermined. And the sinkhole will increase inside and the plate will go down. So that's a dangerous thing. So that's where it sits right now. I also discovered that a bicyclist hit that plate and is now suing everybody. Suing the state DOT, suing Clarkstown, suing Orangetown, suing everybody. Except us, I would imagine.
Not our road.
About the steel plate that's in the road. So I'm going to make a short film about this, the steel plate. I'm going to call the steel plate and, you know, so that's basically the only thing that I have to report on. You know, the reports for speeding are, it is constantly going on here, but the numbers are very low. And I think a lot of that is attributed to the signs, plus all of the construction that we have going on in the homes here. Because there are days when you just can't get up any kind of head of speed here. And, you know, that's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So all of that seems to be under control.
Thank you, Catherine.
So just another comment on the Betty Friedan as I'm thinking about it. Maybe what we ought to do is we ought to do a quick repair of the plaque and put it up here so that we can do this event while Muriel is still able to participate. So when I get back from vacation, I will, I'll get on that.
Good idea.
Because
it's outside the building. Yeah, I want to go outside and see what the damage is.
Yeah.
You know,
we can put it up, whether it's permanent or not, we can put it up like at the side of the building. We could put it up on the patio. We can put it up and we can get people here for an event. I think that would be nice.
Okay.
So we'll do that. And, you know, there are other things I'm not ready to report on in terms of grant expenditures, but Melissa and I are also in discussion to do some kind of a backup manual. We feel that we need to have stronger, you know, ways of operating so that we're not so lost if Julie has to be out, you know. So we're going to talk to Julie about that. That's our little project. That's all I have.
Just Julie, what's the date of the next meeting? Oh, it's
this meeting?
It's the day after President's 17th. Day. The day after Martin Luther Day, Martin Luther King Day, right?
The day after January 20th.
21st.
It's the 21st. 21st. The 20th is my birthday. Please keep your gift values down.
Yeah. January 21.
How old are you going to be?
How old am I going to be? 69.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really
My
feel that
father can't
old.
believe it either.
Yeah.
He can't believe he's 94. So,
Oh,
it's, you know,
God.
we have a disbelief thing going.
Okay, Melissa, you're up.
I only had one more question about the Fredan thing before I look at it. If there's a piece broken off, do we have that piece?
No. Right.
Not too much to kind of bounce off of, because the NYMER seminar that I was looking forward to attending on trail liability and trail safety issues from our insurance reciprocal did not drop on December 11th. And so I was hoping very much to have watched that seminar and have a broader understanding of what our liabilities are and what things we can do for the trail, what our, you know, maybe what some long range goals are, and working with Jonathan on that. So without that seminar dropping, I really don't have too much to share other than having a wonderful time working with everyone for the party. And I dropped off the sternos at the hazmat location
here
this morning.
Well, that's why you're in Pomona.
That's a great place to go, by the way. If you have anything that's old paint, old
True.
containers, chemical stuff, drive in, open the trunk, they take it out, and you just drive away.
So that's my report.
That's fabulous.
Okay. Yes.
Background of what this illegal tenancy is that you've been dealing with for years.
It's just one household, I won't go into who, doesn't have a CFO.
Doesn't have a CFO.
Right. And if you don't have a CFO, you're not allowed to. You shouldn't be living in your house.
Oh, so why don't they count for a CFO?
That's what's been taking 7 years.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of attitude.
This.
Okay. Doris, do you have a report before executive session?
No, Mayor.
Okay, then we're going to adjourn this meeting and go into executive session.
Mayor,
oh, yes.
Before Doris leaves, I think she wanted to talk about the lawsuit.
She's not going to leave.
No, she'll be in executive session.
But before we adjourn, I think Doris wanted to talk about the lawsuit. Would you remind her?
Yeah, Doris, you know we're talking about the lawsuit, right?
The yeah, we were served. I think the board is aware of it. We had a notice of claim from the person who was on the bike up in the park, Mr. Stoughton. And the insurance company has already conducted the 50H hearing to get his background on it.
Right.
And now he has served us with a lawsuit. And of course, Julie sent it off to the insurance company and they will defend it for us.
Okay.
Thanks.
Motion to adjourn. Doris, you're going to stay, right?
Oh, yeah.
A motion to adjourn.
What they adjourn to is arms. Why don't they issue tickets?
Executive.
Because legally we're not
statute.
Is that right?
We don't have the volume of traffic.
And, based on volume of traffic?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, New York
special
State.
Zones. It's a New York State ruling. It has
New York State has been very reluctant to allow camera tickets. We love it.
Yes.
We're not against
it. You can
it.
Use them in school zones.
And only in certain counties.
But only in certain counties.
Yeah, like Brooklyn.
And you have to have a certain volume of traffic. You have to have, like, say, 10,000 cars a week. Go. That. And then,
bicycles don't count.
Then they'll consider.
No.
No, I thought piano wire would work on the bicycles.
Oh.
They won't let me do it.
Well, that's too bad. Oh, I wondered when they went up why they didn't just issue tickets.
No, yeah. there's the knowledge that you could have gotten a ticket. In fact, I have gotten phone calls. Actually, Julie's gotten phone calls.
Yeah.
People think they're getting a ticket.
I'm going to get this ticket. I wasn't speeding. And who do I speak to? And she forwards them to me. And then I tell them, if you saw a ticket, you know. And they say, am I going to get a ticket? I said, I don't know. It's up to the police. The speed is radar recorded, which it is. I'm on speed.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
I move that we adjourn to executive
section.
I second.
All in favor?
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Doris, am I supposed to record executive sessions?
No.
Okay, somebody has to remind me to turn it back on. Motion to.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Good night, Doris.
Night.
Good night.
Feel better.
Feel better.
Thank you.